Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. George Frederick Handel's life is filled with an abundance of musical experiences. But where did his fame as an opera composer begin? This week, Harmonia explores Handel's early career in Hamburg, Germany, including music from his earliest operas, as well as that of two important contemporaries, Johann Mattheson and Dietrich Buxtehude. Plus, a new Atma label release entitled La Traverse Miraculeuse. a tulute and reel from a recording entitled La Traverse Miraculeuse, or The Miraculous Crossing, a new release on the Atma label. The performers were Les Charbonniers de l'Enfer and La Nef, both Canadian ensembles. Their performance is part of a program devoted to the folk songs and dances surrounding the trials and tribulations of crossing the Atlantic, with a special emphasis on the traditional songs of Quebec. George Frederick Handel's career as a professional musician began in Hamburg, Germany. Although he trained and worked a bit in Halle, his native city, Hamburg can be said to have initiated him into a world for which he has always been known, opera. Hamburg boasted, after all, the sole stable opera house outside of any court in Germany. Handel initially got a position as a violinist in the orchestra, but quickly moved up in the world as one of its harpsichordists. He rose in the opera house's ranks even further when his boss, the composer and manager Reinhard Kaiser, was unable to fulfill his composing duties. Handel was able, with a little help from his friend and colleague Johann Mattheson, to fill his new role brilliantly. And while few of Handel's Hamburg operas survive, there are pieces that give us an idea of what kind of composer he was in his youth.
Thank you.
we heard a suite of dances from Handel's operas Florindo and Daphne. Both were composed in his 20s while he lived in Hamburg, Germany. The parley of instruments performed under the direction of Peter Holman. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring Handel compositions from the period when he lived in Hamburg. Earlier in the program, we heard excerpts from two of Handel's operas that don't entirely survive. There is, in fact, only one that does, better known by the name Almira. The work also happens to be one that he took to composing when Kaiser could not do the job. In addition, Almira is also Handel's first opera, an auspicious beginning, to say the least. We'll hear a pair of recitatives and arias from Handel's Almira. Patrizia Rosario is the soprano soloist playing the character Edilia. Andrew Lawrence King leads the ensemble Fiori Musicali.
Ich stimme solchen Worten bei und lass das Recht vor meiner Sache walten. Denn die mich einmal zugesagt hat treu, muss er gezwungen halten. Thank you.
a pair of recitatives and arias from Handel's opera Almira. Andrew Lawrence King led the ensemble Fiori Musicali in a performance of one of Handel's earliest operas. Patrizia Rosario was the soprano soloist. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to music from George Frederick Handel's early career in Hamburg, Germany. Thanks to the biographer John Mannering, we know that Handel's life in Hamburg was anything but subdued. Picture the following incident involving his friend Johann Mattheson. During Mattheson's opera Cleopatra, the composer is busy singing the lead role of Anthony. Once Mattheson finishes, he goes down into the pit in order to direct from the harpsichord. Unfortunately, Handel, who was playing, refuses to give up his seat. Shortly afterwards, the two men literally take it outside, where they duel with swords, but with little effect. Mattheson's sword breaks on one of Handel's coat buttons, and so ends the fight. Apparently, the two became better friends after that.
Steht es nur, steht in unserem Schicksal, in unserem Schicksal.
Krone verscherzet, alle schmerzet.
We heard excerpts from Johann Mattheson's Cleopatra. Soprano Isabel Bayrakderian was the soloist in the title role. She was accompanied by the Baroque Orchestra Tafelmusik, directed by Jean Lemann. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to the music of Handel from his period in Hamburg. Another one of Handel's adventures in Hamburg involves a short trip to the nearby town of Lübeck, where he and his friend Mattheson went to meet the distinguished organist Dietrich Buxtehude. It was no secret that Buxtehude was looking for a successor, but it also meant marrying his daughter as part of a package deal. Unfortunately, neither Handel nor Mattheson were interested after they discovered that she was a little too old for them. The next day, they hopped on the first carriage back to Hamburg. Thank you. Music of Dietrich Buxtehude. We heard the Latin motet Quem ad modum desiderat cervus, or As Pants the Heart for Cooling Streams. Hans-Jörg Mammel was the soloist with La Fenice. Jean Tuberi directed. Our new release of the week is a program of folk songs and dances about sailors, traders, and lovers. Entitled La Traverse Miraculeuse, or The Miraculous Crossing, the program focuses on the traditional songs of Quebec, with additional pieces relating to the French and English struggle in 18th century Canada. We'll hear a Turlute Acadienne and the song Complain de Courir des Bois, performed by Les Charbonniers de l'Enfer and La Nef.
Hey dum da dee dum da dee da dee dum da dee da dee da dee dum da dum da dee dum da dee da dee dum da dum da dee da dee dum da dee da dum da dum. Eram tiddly dum tadam tadiddly diddly diddly dum tum tadiddly diddly dum tadam tiddly dum tadam tadiddly diddly diddly dum tum tadiddly diddly dum tadam. Eram Dum da di dum da di da di di dum da di da di da di da di da di dum da di di dum da di da di da di da di da di dum da di da di da di dum da di dum da di di dum da di da di da di da di da di dum da di da di da di da di da di dum da di da di dum da di da di da di da di da di dum da di da di da di da di da di dum da di. Hey, Ram, daddy, dum, daddy, 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 la celle la plus aimable. Oh, 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 oh,
Rue Labouche and the song Complain de Coureur des Bois, The Lament of the Trapper, from a new Atma label release entitled La Traverse Miraculeuse, or The Miraculous Crossing. The performers were Les Charbonniers de l'Enfer and La Nef. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.